Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Double Dose of Disney podcast. As always, my name is Brittany and I am joined here today by my Skipper Canteen, Love and Husband, I guess I should say Jungle Navigation Co. Skipper Canteen, Love and Husband, Tony. This week on the episode, we are talking about one of our favorite things, Disney dining. I love to say that there are over 400 places you can eat at in Walt Disney World, but I think we all know that not all of these locations are created equal. So today we're going to share restaurants in the Magic Kingdom specifically and whether we are in or out on eating there during our vacation. These are going to be locations that are either quick service or table service dining locations. I didn't include snack stands in that because if you include snack stands, there's like 29 locations in total. And we just wanted to hopefully provide some ideas, some fun, of course, and maybe some new locations to try on your next Disney vacation, whether it's like your first or your 100th, you know?
Yeah, this is the topic.
Yeah.
This is the topic that everybody wants to talk about.
Right. Especially at the Magic Kingdom, because Magic Kingdom is like first park, classic park, everybody thinks
so. It's about rides, it's about food.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give our tips, tricks, advice, nods.
Right.
Some of these we haven't tried.
So I was telling Tony that most of these locations we have tried. There's a couple that, like, when I was building this, I was like, we should try those on our next trip in May.
Yeah, and that's our goal every time now, I think, is to try things we have never tried that we can review ourselves. And not just get a second or third opinion and kind of float around with what's the news of what that place is or is not that they think of. Stuff does change too.
I know, and it makes me really sad because there are some places that are on this list specifically that we like absolutely love, but like you said, on every trip moving forward, like in May, I think we should stick to what we did in February where we don't go back to places that we've tried before. At least until we try all of these locations.
There's only a couple of these we gotta knock off.
Yeah. So, you ready?
Set.
Go. Okay. First up is the Be Our Guest restaurant. This is a table service dining location that is located in Fantasyland. It is open for lunch or dinner currently. It is a prefix meal, so you'll receive an appetizer, you'll receive an entree, and then you're going to receive a dessert to share for the table. The price is going to be $70 per adult and $41 per child. And the Beast kind of does like a flyby appearance at this dining location. But the biggest perk of dining here is you are dining inside the Beast Castle. It's an incredibly like immersive dining experience, and it's going to be like a French cuisine to choose from. So what do you think?
So first of all, where you at?
Me? So
I mean, it's a quick in or out, right?
Yeah. So this one, we've eaten here before. We ate here in 2020 before like the COVID closures. And back then it was a quick service dining location for lunch. I was in for that. But currently under this like new strategy of $70 per adult and $40 per child, obviously that's children 3 to 9. I'm out on this. What about you?
I'm in.
You are?
Because I have to give it a second chance.
True.
We ate there a few years ago. The menu has changed.
True.
And now they have like, even have like a dry aged pork chop.
It's a Duroc pork chop.
Like a wine and beer braised short rib. They have a trout. I mean, they have a lot of stuff that they didn't have. I think I got like a dip sandwich or something.
You had a French dip sandwich. That's what, so that back then when we ate there, it was obviously more casual because it was a quick service dining location. I just feel like $70 for an adult is a lot of money.
They're serving dinner selections for lunch.
Yeah, so I would only go there for dinner. That's true.
What I got last time was obviously, that was a ripoff.
It was a sandwich, yeah. Like I'm looking on the menu right now, the French onion soup. So I had French onion soup at Grand Floridian Cafe last time and it was so good. They also have escargot on there, like you said, the Duroc pork chop. I mean, I guess, like you said, we have to give it another try. I would only want to go here for dinner, but if you were going to choose to dine here, know that a lot of people go into this thinking that it's a character dining experience. You get to take photos with the Beast and stuff. You don't. He just walks around the restaurant, so you can't expect that. However, one of the cool things about dining here is there's multiple rooms in this dining location. So there's the West Wing, there's like the Grand Ballroom, there is another room that kind of sits off of like the Grand Ballroom. We sat in the Grand Ballroom when we went there.
So lunch or dinner, it's the same menu matter.
And it's the same price.
Yes. And half of what you're paying for is obviously the environment.
Like right.
Most places, but just get the most expensive thing. And I'm in until it gets proved wrong again. And I haven't heard many people like saying anything other than like, you know, it's maybe a little pricey, but food wise, I mean,
maybe once our girls
change the whole menu.
Maybe for us, so our girls right now are, we have identical twin girls that are 4 months old. Maybe once our girls are a little bit older, like still under three, but a little bit older, if they're into Beauty and the Beast, we would go eat there. And they could obviously just eat off our plate. But that would be like, that would be a really fun experience. I wouldn't necessarily go there right now with them. Would you?
No. It's like everything else. You got to know what you're getting into.
Right, right, right.
Obviously it's a little bit pricier, but just knowing what, you know, it's not a character meet and greet.
No.
But you've got to enjoy the environment. That's half what you're paying for.
Yeah. I think Disney, like having dined in this dining location, Disney Imagineers did an amazing job on theming this dining location.
You're going to get like a different room every time probably.
Yeah, you can ask to be seated. So on the Disney World app, when you make dining reservations, there's different like drop downs for things like where you can ask now for like requests and stuff like that. So you could ask to be seated in the West Wing because we sat in the ballroom last time. The West Wing probably
like
most
things, you have to do it once. We go back every time and do this. No.
Right.
But now they have a new menu. I'm getting right now.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is Casey's
the heavy hitter.
Casey's Corner, which is a quick service dining location. It is located on Main Street, USA. It is open for lunch or dinner, and it's serving classics like hot dogs, corn dog nuggets, and fries. Really quick to circle back on Be Our Guest Restaurant. If you have the Disney Dining Plan, just know that that's a 2-table service credit meal. So, okay, back to Casey's. Yes, I didn't want to confuse anybody.
Huge to know, though.
Yeah, I didn't want to confuse anyone. Okay, Casey's Corner. For us, obviously, this is an inn. I feel like...
We've just sat multiple times. Lately, yeah. We've been multiple trips here because it's so easy and it's around the corner. I usually order my food for it and get into Magic Kingdom, pick it up as I'm walking through. I mean, it's right. Just so easy.
And so, like, when we try to go to Disney and try to eat at new dining locations, of course, you try to eat at many new dining locations as we can. But some places like Casey's Corner or things like that are kind of like mainstays for us because I think we've tried all the quick service dining in Magic Kingdom. Yes, absolutely.
And this one, I feel like they have new stuff for once in a while, too. You just got a new...
Oh, that was so good.
A gluten-free... By the way, you got to go inside to order gluten-free. You can't order that one.
Well, it's just the bun, but yeah.
So we got to post a picture of that. We got a picture of that one. That one's one like a... It's like a hamburger so big, you can't really even eat it.
It was a Chipotle barbecue all-beef hot dog. So it was like topped with pulled pork, slaw, and Chipotle barbecue sauce. Sometimes on Friday nights, we do Disney Fridays each week, like when we're home. And sometimes like what we do is we'll recreate a Disney recipe at home. I want to do the Chipotle barbecue all beef hot dog. What I got, so it's so good. But like Tony said, it was almost like a burger. Like it was hard to eat because it's falling apart. I asked for the bun gluten-free this past time. I wouldn't even get the bun this next time, and then I would just cut up the hot dog. Like, I would just throw the bun out, cut up the hot dog, and mix it in, because it was so good, but like you said, it was falling apart.
Yeah, I'm a traditional guy here. Corn dog nuggets, you should get that round one. So most of the time, with the chili cheese fries. I think I got the Chipotle barbecue.
You got the Chipotle barbecue fries. Yeah.
And that's good just for by itself, and that's all you need for...
And that's why I got the Chipotle barbecue hot dog because I didn't get the footlong, get the hot dog, but maybe I'll get the footlong if I'm not eating the bun.
Yeah, that's what we get next time.
But I got it because Tony had gotten the fries and I was like, oh, the fries are good. I want to try that. One of the cool things about Casey's Corner is when it opens. So all of these places that are open for lunch at the Magic Kingdom open at 10:30 in the morning typically. One of the cool things is when they open up Casey's Corner, they do, because it's obviously it's a baseball theme, and they throw out like an opening pitch. So they pick like one or two guests to throw out the opening pitch for the day, and then they also sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." So Tony had mobile ordered.
That's the guys playing on the piano.
Yeah, so Tony had mobile ordered, and we got to sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." It was so fun, and like Tony said, there's a Casey's Corner pianist that's outside, and he'll play like. He played Take Me Out to the Ball Game on his piano. He'll also play like Disney songs like Happily Ever After and songs like that. It's really, really, really fun. There's also tables you can sit at too.
Yeah, there's always somewhere to sit.
Yeah.
You just got to go snipe it out.
Yeah, whether you sit inside or you sit outside at this location, like it's so good.
This is just like environment-wise, you can't almost beat this one too. It's right in the middle of the action of everything right there. So it's good and bad. Right. Castle going on. We saw the parade. We're sitting down watching the parade.
We've seen the Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair from there too before, like where the fireworks flares go off.
Yeah, or the guy's playing the piano. He plays multiple times a day.
Yeah, I used to, I request to my clients, whenever they are heading to Walt Disney World, if you're looking for like a quick service dining location, if you want to dine somewhere for dinner, you could get like hot dogs and eat those for dinner, steak out a table, and then you could potentially watch Happily Ever After from there.
Yeah, there's nothing you can say bad about
Casey's Corner. No, Casey's Corner is...
It's never going anywhere, it's nothing...
As much as we try to eat at new dining locations, we got to go back here every time.
Hey, we get new items this time.
Yeah. Okay. Next one is Cinderella's Royal Table. This is a table service dining location. Again, this is going to be a 2 table service credit meal. It is located inside Cinderella Castle. It's open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It's a prefix meal. So for breakfast, you're going to get a pastry plate for the table and an entree. And then for lunch or dinner, you'll get an appetizer, entree, and dessert for lunch or dinner. The pricing is going to be $69 per adult and $42 per child for breakfast. It's $84 per adult and $49 per child for lunch or dinner. When you go to this dining location, you're going to walk in, like it's kind of like a spiral staircase unless you need to use elevators. And when you walk in, Cinderella is going to greet you, and then you'll go into the dining, like the meal to eat. And when you're eating, then you'll get to eat with different princesses. So Cinderella is not going to be in the meal itself, but she'll greet you when you come in. What do you think?
Currently, obviously, we're out just right. Because of our situation. We're out. I wouldn't be out if the girls were old enough, obviously.
Well,
but then also looking like just at breakfast, I've never, they actually do that. It's not just getting, you're not getting.
People
just,
say it's good.
You're not just getting eggs and potatoes. They have a beef tenderloin egg. They have baked quiche. They have shrimp and grits. I mean, they don't have just hokey pokey stuff.
No.
You know, and then lunch, they've got, you know, filet mignon, catch of the day, marinade grilled chicken. So they have options. So I think I'm changing my stance on some of these.
Ooh.
Like I said, you gotta know what you're getting into. But I feel like they might have had some new options that they put in here on these menus. Because there's different stuff. That's never. I think when they hear when people talk about, oh, is it worth it? I think Disney always listens and they do have some. Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually menus do change. So I'm in when the girls are old enough.
Yeah. And we are planning on going to Disney with my family next year. Our niece is like the biggest fan of any Disney princess. So I can guarantee you we will be eating here. At some point during our vacation, if Kinsley has her way on it, that's our niece's name. Because they have so many different princesses you can see here. As a side note, if you're wanting to dine with princesses at Walt Disney World, but you maybe don't want to spend as much, to dine here, which I get, like this is a steep price tag. These are places, like Tony said, like you're not going to dine here every trip, but if it's a special occasion or something, you may want to. You could choose to dine at Akershus Royal Banquet Hall in Epcot, because you get to dine with the princesses there as well, but it's going to be a buffet and it's less expensive. So I just always want to provide options because you may want to dine there, you may want to have a similar experience, and that's going to be like another, like, it's not Cinderella Castle, but it's a similar experience. So I agree. I'm in on this too. With the prefix meals, you get your beverages included. They're going to be non-alcoholic. So if you want like a mimosa or something like that, you're going to have to pay for that. But everything else, like Joffrey's coffee or just like orange juice or something like that, that's included.
I mean, on these that are higher ticket restaurants, we understand. And we are always in the same boat. So I kind of, that ain't worth it.
Right.
There. The menu changed on Be Our Guest. So I can't have that same stance there.
No, that's
this
true.
This is similar. First of all, we haven't even eaten here.
Right. And you're
obviously,
in the castle.
We're not opposed to spending money like that. If it's, you know, you get two different, you're getting the ambiance, you're getting characters, and you're getting a little more upscale of an entree. Is it probably going to be the best thing ever? Probably not.
Right.
But you're still not getting a hamburger.
Well, and we have never been here before. If it's just like a couple trip, like we wouldn't go. Like you said, it's circumstantial to your type of vacation. Once our girls are like into princesses and stuff, of course we'll go. I've had clients before ask me to, like, can I dine in here? And then I see the fireworks from inside the castle. No, unfortunately you can't. There's stained glass that kind of like blocks the view of like the castle and stuff like that, but still a great place to go to. Okay, Next one, Columbia Harbor House, which is a quick service dining location in Liberty Square. It is open for lunch or dinner, and it's going to provide seafood and American food options. I love dining here. I think it's a great place to dine at. It's located kind of like where Liberty Square is about to turn into Fantasyland, and there's an upstairs here that you can dine at. It's supposed that's like more like relaxed and stuff. We ate here. I think we've mobile ordered from here one time, and then we also ate here upstairs one time. So, what do you think?
I don't know if I'm going to be out on any of these in food. I don't know. I'm obviously in. I don't. Like I said, the prices. You know what you're getting. It has a couple different options.
You can get a shrimp boil for $16.29, which seems weird to get a shrimp boil in the Magic Kingdom, but you can.
It's something, if it's 100 degrees, I guess this might taste nasty kind of to eat this. But
you could also get like a grilled shrimp skewer with rice and beans, grilled salmon, the lobster roll. Tony tried to get the lobster roll one time when we went, but they had already sold out for the day. So if you want that, you may need to like mobile order it or get there early.
Yeah, like I said, other than it being circumstantial for the weather or something, like I don't know why you wouldn't want to eat here. I mean, I think they have a lot of, is it the two-story dining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so with, like, let's say you get, like, the shrimp skewer. You're getting rice and green beans with that for $14.49. If you're, we have one of the girls in here with us. She woke up early from a nap.
An intruder. True or what?
The other one's still napping. But if you dine here, it's $14.49 for a grilled shrimp skewer with rice and green beans. If you look, Henley says yes, she's in. If you're looking for like a lighter option, this would be a great place to go to. Like I said, we don't eat here every, I think we've eaten here twice just because there's so many places to try, but we do love eating here.
Yeah, like I said, it's two-story and it's just a quieter place. It's not like all crazy.
Right.
Like a lot of these, like, you know, Casey's, there's going to be people everywhere, just, you know, right in the middle of the action. This one, you can kind of get out. Get out of the hustle bustle.
Yeah, and this one, if you go here during the fall, they typically have like treats that are themed to the Haunted Mansion for like Halloween time and stuff like that too.
I like eating where we're going, where we're at.
That's true.
You know, like in the section we're going to be at it for a while, or kind of gets you in the mood of kind of where that the land we're at or something.
Yeah, I agree. So I used to, when we went to Disney, we would plan out our dining before our trip. By we, I meant me. Now it's kind of like go with the flow, but if it's your first trip to Disney, looking at these dining, like I always recommend looking at the menus before your trip and then kind of having an idea of where you're going to dine at, because you may want to choose like places that have specialty items that you've never tried before. I also too always try to make sure we're not dining at like a bunch of seafood locations during our trip or eating like, there's so many different like types of cuisine and cultures and stuff like that you can try during your trip to Disney. So I always try to mix it up. Next one is Cosmic Grays Starlight Cafe, which is another quick service dining location. It is located in Tomorrowland. They're open for lunch or dinner, serving American food. And in this dining location, one of the cool things about it is there's Sunny the Eclipse, which he is like spinning DJ tunes during your meal. So this is gonna be like, if you've ever been to a theme park before and you've eaten in like one of those big, huge dining spaces.
Cafeteria.
Yes, that's what this is gonna be. So you'll mobile order, you'll go sit down. A lot of these other locations are smaller. You just grab your food.
It's like being at Pop's Entry in the food court.
Right, right. So there's gonna be a ton of people in here. But if you have kids with you, if you can get a table over near where Sunny Eclipse is like spinning his tunes, you could maybe get like a little bit of a longer meal in because they're gonna be entertained during their meal. We've eaten here before. So during COVID, Casey's Corner was closed and they were serving the food from Casey's over at Cosmic Rays. So we ate there then. There's also a cool space where the windows look out over Cinderella Castle. So that could be cool. Like that's where we sat when we ate our meal. What do you think?
I said I wasn't going to be out any, but this is what I'm out of. This one is, if I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat Casey's Corner.
Right.
I mean, this has your typical.
But they don't have hot dogs. They have burgers.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, this is your typical, like, people say, park food.
I agree.
Burgers, chicken strips, like, this is what you're getting. When everyone says, all we ate at Disney World was fast, like, chicken
strips.
Right,
right.
This is the place they're talking about.
So you want to know a fun fact about this dining location? I think we talked about it in our Disney trivia episode that we did. But this is supposed to be the most popular dining location in the United States. Because, like, the amount of food that they serve up here. Which I can see. Like, if
well, it's one of the, in the picky eater place. Like, right. Everyone can eat a burger, hot dog, or whatever they got here.
Yeah, and if you're going to, like, to Disney World, and you don't necessarily, like, plan ahead of your trip and stuff like that, which is totally fine, like, you do you, but you're probably going to end up eating in places like this, because you're not going to know about trying Casey's Corner, or Columbia Harbor House, or things like that.
They do have, like, a salad with chicken, they got a chicken sandwich. I'm not saying it's bad.
No.
It's average, but, you know, that's a burger and a... You know,
yeah, I would just expect to get like a quick service burger here.
Oh, yeah, I think one time we ate here was just because, like, you know, we were in a hurry. We didn't want to go.
No, it was during COVID, and Casey's was closed.
Yeah, and the views are cool there, but I'm not going to go there just for that. I can go walk in or just look at it where I'm at.
No, and as a good note, like, that trip we also ate here too, because it is a big indoor dining location. During COVID, there were a lot of the quick service locations that were closed. So it was cold that day. So if it's a cooler day during your trip, like, eat here, because there's a big, like, you're going to find a table inside. Next one is the Crystal Palace. This is a table service dining location in Main Street, USA. It's open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. This is going to be a buffet. So it's $48 per adult and $30 per child for breakfast. It's $61 per adult and $40 per child for lunch or dinner. This is an American food dining location. So you're dining in like a Victorian style. You're dining in a Victorian style restaurant. But one of the coolest things about dining here is you get to join Winnie the Pooh and his friends for a character meal.
Yeah, this is one of the few we have not ate at, but I'm in.
I ate here as a kid, so I haven't eaten here obviously as an adult. My brother and I back then used to at the buffets, they would choose like guests to open the buffet for the day, and my brother and I got to be the chefs of the day and open the buffet. We just stuck like spoons in each of like the buffet items and got to wear chef hats. It was really fun. I remember dining here and I loved getting to dine with Winnie the Pooh and them. I think maybe with the girls, this would be a great dining location to go to when they're younger, because obviously they're going to be into Winnie the Pooh and stuff like that when they're younger. The food here, I've heard that the food here is good.
And the location's cool. It just, you know, it's not just a standard little cafeteria room looking thing. And who doesn't like a buffet?
Yeah, it looks out over the Crystal Palace, or I'm sorry, it looks out over Cinderella's Royal Table with glass windows, and there's like a big wraparound porch. It's a beautiful dining location. So here they have like fresh fruit, crispy bacon, pancakes, and waffles. I've heard that they have Mickey Churro waffles here, biscuits and gravy, yogurt, eggs, cereal, and pastries for breakfast. And then if you go there for lunch or dinner, they have seasonal salads, pastas, mashed potatoes, chicken fried steak, vegetables, desserts, carved prime rib, shrimp Creole. I don't know. I've heard it's a great place to go.
I'm having high expectations until proven wrong, unlike a lot of people who do the opposite. So if you eat this, because this is one of the ones we have not.
No.
But if you have, share your experience. Let us know what you thought. Where it's at recently.
And one of my favorite things about Disney dining is I love to find out like little things that people probably don't mention often. So this dining location, like I said, looks out over Cinderella Castle. If you dine here in the evening time and you request a table by the windows, the cast members will do their best to accommodate you. And if you ask for a fireworks view, they could do that. You're not guaranteed a fireworks view here, because people can stand on like the wraparound porch and like look out at the fireworks view, but you could get lucky, or you can just tell the cast member, hey, we're gonna go out and catch the show, and they'll hold your table for you. So I think that that's something that's really cool.
Yeah. Other than that, can't give any advice, because we literally just haven't made time.
True. Yeah, this is one of the few locations. I think it's the first location on our list. And this and Cinderella's Royal Table we haven't eaten at.
Almost did last trip.
Right.
We did.
Yeah, we just were like, well, the girls, like, character dining locations, we have a double stroller, like a one in front of the other, and all the other dining locations at Disney were able to accommodate us to bring the stroller in. With this being a character dining location, we just knew that they wouldn't be able to accommodate that, which we were totally understood. So we were like, we'll wait until they can sit up in high chairs. As a side note, when you are planning your dining for your next Disney vacation, and if you happen to be looking for somewhere like we're talking about, like Be Our Guest or Cinderella's Royal Table, or one of the harder to grab dining reservations, check out Magical Alerts to set up dining reservation alerts for your trip. You'll select the location you're looking to dine at, the preferred date and time, and then when a reservation opens up, you'll get a text message with the dining opening and a link to click that will take you directly to your Disney login to book the reservation. Head to magicalalerts.com to begin setting up your dining alerts. And if you use the code DOUBLEDOSE at sign up, you'll receive a free alert to be added to your account.
Yeah, we're excited for this. I want to try it. So
yeah,
definitely get in there, try it out, and I mean everything to make your trip easier.
So I tried this yesterday. I booked I was looking for a dining reservation, and it was as soon as I did it, it popped up with openings, which was really, really cool. So I'm super excited about this service, and I think it'll just make it easier for, like, if you're looking for Topolino's or something like that, because you just set the alerts. You don't have to worry about going back to see if there's any openings, because you know the system's going to alert you.
So it's a set it and forget it?
Set it and forget it.
Can't use that one. Same thing. Set it,
yeah, kind of like a crackpot. Yeah.
We'll let you know.
The next one on our list is one of our favorite dining locations at Walt Disney World, Jungle Navigation Co. LTD Skipper Canteen. That's the official name for it.
Yeah. Easy, if you've heard any about
In.
Just, we're in. Moving on.
No. This is one of the locations that, like, since we have this new goal to not eat anywhere that we've already eaten, this is one of the locations that makes me sad to skip. It's a table service dining location located in Adventureland. It's open for lunch or dinner. They serve African, Asian, and Latin food. This is going to be a dining location that's highly themed. And I also feel like a lot of people skip over it because they think that the menu is going to be too adventurous for them. But this dining location is set to be the location that the skippers from the Jungle Cruise hang out at. So you have like the main dining area. There's also the SEA room. So that's the secret, the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. That's going to be like the secret room that you can eat in. The dining here, we have eaten here, I don't know, probably like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, we had to convince ourselves not to eat this last week. And yeah, the only reason was because, like, well, the menu actually hasn't changed this time. And, you know, there's not really anything that kind of looked appealing that I hadn't, I mean, it's all appealing that I hadn't had, or just at the times we're like, let's try something different, something new. But yeah, if you're going to eat here, and we always say, go do Jungle Cruise before or after, and like, just, you can make a whole 3-4 hour tour,
yeah,
like the ride and the eating, you know.
Yeah, and like, so at the Magic Kingdom's the only park that doesn't serve alcohol, just like where you can like grab a beer or a glass of wine or drink when you're walking around. That was Walt's wishes for the parks. So they've honored that. The only way to have a cocktail or a drink is at a sit-down dining location. So like Be Our Guest, Cinderella's Royal Table, the Crystal Palace all serve like beer and wine. And then they may have select premixed drinks. There's no liquor sold in the Magic Kingdom. So this location is true to that as well. We love eating here. Like the falafel. I like the falafel. Tony doesn't like the falafel. They also have Brazilian cheese bread. That's not on the menu, but it's a secret menu item, quote unquote, but it's not really secret. You can just ask for it.
This is one of those, if you're, like I say, we've said it plenty of times before, it's more adventurous eating. Like you're not going to get a burger here.
No.
So you got to like to try different things.
But with that said, they do have things like, I mean, who doesn't like fried chicken? They do have things like Tastes Like Chicken Because It Is. It's crispy fried chicken with a chili soy glaze, jasmine rice, and pickled vegetables. I have. Because one of the cool things about it is they actually have a gluten-free version of the fried chicken, which where can you find gluten-free fried food? The kids, I will say, like, if you're looking at the kids menu, they have macaroni and cheese. They have like a coconut curry concoction, which I don't know a ton of kids will eat that. Hopefully our kids are
adventurous. But you're not coming here to eat basic food.
No.
If you're going to eat basic food, go back to Cosmic Race.
True.
You're not going to waste the time or money coming here.
But they do have fried chicken and stuff like that. So let's say you have somebody in your party.
Yeah, there's somebody, but yeah.
Who's an
overall party.
Yeah, let's say if somebody in your party is like not an adventurous eater, they could get that. Tony loves the lamb chops there. I love the sustainable fish. I want to say you've gotten the noodle bowl before, right?
Maybe the time before last.
And then you've also, I think we've gotten everything on this menu besides the vegetable stew.
I think you're talking about the drinks that, like, the Kungaloo Spice Excursion Ale is the one, the exclusive one to this restaurant.
Right? Yeah.
The Jungle Cruise, kind of the beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where, so get the things you can't get anywhere else, too.
Yeah, so that's an exclusive beer. That's like what we were talking about. The wines here are good. Like I've gotten the sangria in the past, but I'm not going to recommend sangria there. It's just like regular sangria. But they have a lot of South African wines here, which are, they're all really, really good. We used to go here on our anniversary, and this would be like our dinner. And so it would always be nice to just like take a break from the parks, have a table service like meal, and sit down and have like a, like have a glass of wine, have a beer, and just enjoy like relaxing for a little bit.
We didn't talk about it, but like doing the ride and the restaurant, because you get a skipper here too.
True.
They're pretty much in their character when they're waiting on you. If you get it, they should be at least.
Yeah.
So they're kind of, you know, doing the same kind of
punny jokes and stuff like that.
Little skits and, you know, so it makes it fun too.
Yeah. The next one is Liberty Tree Tavern. So I put Liberty Tree Tavern and the Golden Horseshoe on like the same thing, because Liberty Tree Tavern and the Golden Horseshoe are both located in, well, Liberty Tree Tavern is located in Liberty Square, and the Golden Horseshoe is kind of located like where Liberty Square meets Frontierland. They serve the exact same menu though, and it's from the same kitchen. So they're open for lunch or dinner. It's a prefix meal. It's $42 per adult and $23 per child. For either lunch or dinner. This is going to be, think of like a Thanksgiving meal. That's what you're going to get here. So you get like a Declaration salad. You get Patriot's platter. So it's going to be roasted turkey, pot roast, oven roasted pork with mashed potatoes, seasonal vegetables, herb stuffing, and house-made macaroni and cheese. There's an ooey gooey toffee cake and then a house-made gravy. If you have if you're like a plant-based eater, they also have a plant-based menu. They have specialty cocktails, beer and wine. They also have an allergy-friendly menu too. So if you have like gluten allergy or something like that, you can tell them that. You can do that at all these locations. What do you say? We haven't eaten here yet. But what
probably
do you say?
Probably a popular opinion. Like most people across the country, you just eat this kind of like probably multiple times a year. Nothing's like, I'm sure right. I would enjoy it, but I would never probably eat here unless it was a cold day.
I think so. We're planning on going to Disney around the holidays because our girl's first birthday will be November 14th. So maybe if we go then, like maybe if you're like in the holiday spirit, you know,
since we haven't eaten there,
right?
It doesn't sound good when you're cruising around the park, half sweating, and it's just like, you know, that this last thing. It's almost like eating a couple turkey legs.
Yeah, everybody says that, like, when you eat here, so if you've ever eaten at Ohana before at the Polynesian, or maybe you haven't, the Polynesian at Ohana is a family-style meal, you leave this dining location stuffed. That's kind of what everybody says about this, too. So if you're, like, hopping on rides, going around the park, you may not want, like, to eat here for it, but everybody that has eaten here, I've heard it's great.
I probably would enjoy it. Convincing myself to eat there when we're there just doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
If we ever spent, like, Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day in the park, obviously. But, like, if we go, when we go for the girls, like, first birthday, if we go there, then maybe, well, I don't know.
It's like eating
we wouldn't want to take the girls
burger
out for
and
first
the chicken
birthday,
strips.
But
I'm not going to go, that's not what I'm going there for. I want right. to try something different, something I'm not going to be eating at the house all the time.
Yeah, and this is going to be another highly themed dining location. So, you're dining with, like it's going to be, like, a colonial-style dining location in Liberty Tree Tavern. The Golden Horseshoe has the exact same meals, but I don't think you get as much of the experience of it. So the Golden Horseshoe was a dining location that was closed for a while, and then they reopened it after COVID. And it's just kind of like, you can book that if you want to, but it's really kind of the overflow for Liberty Tree
so
Tavern.
So it's like the same thing, knowing what you're getting into. So it's worth it. Food-wise, I don't think there's any complaints on the food.
Right.
Price isn't outrageous. So
these
for me,
would
it just
be like
not eating there, but it's not because it's bad, just because I probably wouldn't want to eat there when we're there.
No, I would say out on this, just because it's not our necessarily like style of food. Maybe if you live in a like big city and you don't have a lot of opportunities to eat at a home style cooking type restaurant.
Southern.
Yeah, do that. We live in Texas. We live like outside of San Antonio.
Yeah, we do.
She says, yeah, we do. We just ate at a place like this last night, but we ate a homestyle cooking restaurant last night. So for this, yeah, I'd say we're like, I'm out on this, but
personal reasons, not because of the restaurant.
Right. The next one is the Lunching Pad. This is a quick service dining location that is located in Tomorrowland. It's open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, which is really exciting because there's not a lot of breakfast options in the Magic Kingdom that are quick service. This is going to be American food. And we ate here last trip. We just like grabbed.
This is like a quick like a fat. This reminds me of like a little fast food joint. I mean, there's like three items on there. We got a hot dog.
Yeah, we got a hot dog here. This is chips. Located at the base of where the Astro Orbiter is.
This is really basic.
But they have like a breakfast bowl. So it's basically like, it's potato barrels topped with a cheese omelet, chili con carne queso, and sour cream. Yummy. Or they have sticky bubble bread, sweet bread rolled in cinnamon, caramel, and warm spices. They have, for snacks, they have the Mickey pretzel, like Jenny said. They have a cream cheese warm stuffed pretzel that people rave about. We have not tried that. And then for lunch, they have some different specialty hot dogs. It's kind of Disney's like kick right now with specialty hot dogs.
They got three.
Yeah, they have the Cuban hot dog, the queso fundido, and then they just have regular hot dog. We just got the regular hot dog.
This is when I talk about, just if you want just a nasty place, now like it's, I mean, it's just, you're kind of carny food.
Right.
You got a couple of those options where it's just like, you just want something just, you know, nasty. This is it.
Why do you say it like that?
I mean, you got the Cuban, you got this queso hot dog. I mean, you're not getting some salad with chicken on it. You know, this is a grab and go. I just wanted something just some sugar to the dome or like, you know, something with some chili out of a can or something. Like, this is it.
Yeah, they also have like a Mike Wazowski cake. It's orange blossom mango mousse cake with a candy eye. I'm going to be out on this location. We ate there last trip because we were hungry.
We needed something on the way.
Yeah.
This is it.
And so like, but I wouldn't plan to eat here during your vacation. However, if you were getting the Magic Kingdom early and you don't have like a dining reservation at like Crystal Palace or Cinderella's Royal Table, then maybe consider, I still wouldn't eat here for breakfast. I still wouldn't eat here for breakfast.
Kids real quick or something. Like, this is a real, like, you know, there's no line for it. They just pretty much walk up and you get your food.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
this is what you're getting at Six Flags kind of thing.
Exactly. That's why I wouldn't plan to eat here. Like, I always just try to choose.
I almost got the cream cheese stuffed pretzel because everyone talks about it. But we just,
Tony's lactose intolerant, but he still likes to eat cream cheese and like things like that.
It's not doctor clarified.
It is.
Suggested.
Okay. the next one is Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. This is a quick service dining location located in Frontierland. It is open for lunch or dinner. It is a Mexican food location. Think of this as kind of like a Taco Bell. Well,
we've heard a lot of people say the Taco Bell thing, and I had to try it. We tried it twice our last trip, and this is better than Taco Bell. You can't get a bowl at Taco Bell.
No, you're right.
I mean, I'm not crazy about their, you know, all their options. Like, it's not magnificent, but this was above the standard I thought everyone always was talking about. This is like, this is the Taco Bell. Like, no, this is better than Taco Bell.
So it is like, they have things like, they have cheeseburgers on the menu. They have pork carnitas rice bowl. That's what you got one time when we went. They have a mixed green salad with chicken. I've heard that the nachos, one of my friends loves getting the nachos there. You can get beef nachos, chicken nachos, pork carnita nachos. They have a taco trio. They also tend to have like specialty items. So Disney has, they're called Disney Foodie Guides. And for different events like Hispanic Heritage Month, when we were there in February, it was Celebrate Soulfully. So it was a lot of soul food throughout the parks. And Tony got the
fried green
tomato sandwich.
BLT. BLT. And it came out Texas toast with like house made chips.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's one of those, it's nasty. It's like, that was a good nasty. Like, it was like, I don't know what kind of sauce was on there, but it was like,
I want to say it was like a remoulade sauce or something like that.
It's one of those, like, when you want, like, some kind of junk food good, like, this is it. That was it.
Yeah, we went and grabbed, I was grabbing a cold brew Joffrey's from one of the quick service, like, the snack stands in Frontierland. And I was asking one of the cast members I was asking her about, like, what the food was at their, like, location. It was Westward Ho or something, and I was asking her about some snack that they had. And she was like, go to Pecos Bill's and get the fried green tomato sandwich BLT.
We ordered it as you were still talking to her. Like, oh, we got it. We're going to go pick it up right now. And that's our tip. Talk to people while you're there. Don't just, you know, talk to your party and be shy. Talk to the people that work there. They know it's to get.
Yeah, because if you go on the Disney Parks blog, they'll always post like the Disney foodie guides there, but there's so many different items that they list that you probably forget about it. And then there's so many different options. You're like, I don't know what I want. So she helped navigate us through that. So that's why we ate at Pecos Bill's twice.
It's an easy one. Just mobile order before you get there. I mean, you can wait in line. It's just, yeah, this one, mobile order.
I liked the pork carnitas rice bowl. It's cilantro rice topped with seasoned pork, grilled peppers and onions, pinto beans, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, and salsa. I say that it's like Taco Bell because that's what everybody says about it. But at the same time...
I love Taco Bell.
Yeah, at the same time...
It's like Taco Cabana.
If you have like a diverse group, like you've talked, like we've talked about, like of picky eaters, they can get a cheeseburger here. You're not eating at Cosmic Rays, but you have more options than just burgers. You can get like rice bowls and things like that. You can get nachos here.
I was saying, chicken. We're turning the curve on this place. All right, go to Pecos. Everybody, go to Pecos. This place is good.
We're sending you to Pecos Bills. Go to Pecos Bills.
Is it magnificent? No, but it's good.
Right. I agree. They also have like a huge like allergy friendly menu and stuff like that too. And like I said, when you go here, check and see because they tend to have like entrees from like the foodie guides that Disney has for different things. I think that I'm sure Disney will be doing like treats for like St. Patrick's Day, things like that. Also too, since this is located in Frontierland, Tiana's Bayou Adventure is going to be opening up this summer. So it'll be interesting to see if any of the menu items change here when that location opens.
You mean beignets on the menu?
Well, no, I think beignets are going to be at Golden Oak Outpost. That's my hot take.
Every menu's going to have beignets.
Yeah. And gumbo.
It wouldn't surprise me. In the area.
True. Gumbo, I don't know about gumbos being served during the summer, but I mean, you could. Okay. The next one is one of my favorite quick service dining locations, Pinocchio Village House. This is located... It is a quick service dining location located in Fantasyland. It's open for lunch or dinner. Henley says she loves it too. It is an American food dining location. There's so many cool things about this restaurant. So this is another two-story dining location like Columbia Harbor House. But it also has a section of the restaurant. There's a room with windows that look out over It's a Small World. I made a TikTok about this recently talking about how it's such a cool dining location to eat at because they have signs that you can hold up to the people that are writing It's a Small World and it'll say like, tap on your ear or tap your nose or yell yeehaw or like something like that during the ride.
I know nothing about this.
Yeah. So when you go to the room with like glass windows, which we've sat there before multiple times, but they have these signs that you can hold up. And the signs will say different things to the people that are writing and you can get to see people like interact with you during your meal. I think that's really cool. If they're not out during your meal, you can always ask the customers for them and they'll be happy to bring the signs to you. Another cool thing is there is a stained glass with like wishing well on it. Underneath that is a wish book and you can write your wishes down in the book and leave that, which I think is just such a fun added Disney touch. And then the last thing is that upstairs, there is a patio that you can sit out on the second floor. We've never done this before. But you can sit out there and there's tables and you can like watch people in Fantasyland during your meal.
So you're in.
I'm like 100% in.
You didn't even ask.
I haven't even gotten to the food yet. What we love about it.
I know. You're giving me a room tour.
I just think this restaurant is so much fun. There's so much to do here, like entertainment-wise with like your kids during the meal and stuff. They serve a bunch of different flatbreads. They also have Caesar salads. They have chicken strips. You have to get the gluten-free chicken strips. They're like amazing. Even if you're not gluten-free, they're so good. I typically get the gluten-free chicken strips and then I'll get a Caesar salad with it as well. And just like chop up the chicken strips and put them on the Caesar salad because Disney won't serve it like that because it's gluten-free and then the Caesar salad's not. Anyway, the flatbreads too. We've never tried those flatbreads before, but they have like a buffalo chicken flatbread, a gourmet cheese flatbread, pepperoni pizza. I'm in.
Clearly.
I am the president of the Pinocchio's Village House.
Say this or what?
I am the president of the Pinocchio Village House fan club.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm in for the food. I haven't tried the pizza. That's amazing. That's the next thing on my item. The only reason I would be out, expect this place to be a madhouse.
True.
Every time, don't expect to go in and out.
We mobile
don't
order.
Don't be surprised if you can't find a table right away. So that's the only reason. I didn't even walk in last time. I was like, I know it's in there.
No, Tony waited outside.
See outside.
We we've dined here before too, like when it's raining and it gets incredibly crowded here. But if you're patient, like if you want to sit in that room that has windows that look out over, it's a small world, go at an off peak time or just be patient to get a table.
You gotta have somebody at your party scouting a table.
Yeah, that's what we normally do.
It's gonna be hard to find once you get your food. If everyone's standing around looking for a table.
Right.
And they're literally sitting down and somebody else is getting up at that table.
So as the president of the Pinocchio Village House fan club, I am in 100%. This is a place that is really hard for me to like pass up during our
always mobile order
during our vacations. And since we've eaten at every quick service dining location in Magic Kingdom, I don't feel bad about trying those places twice. Okay, next one, the Plaza Restaurant, located on Main Street USA. This is a table service dining location. It is open for lunch or dinner. It serves up American food. This is going to be a dining location that if you were trying to find a dining reservation and you just don't get one, you can typically always find a dining reservation here. I feel like the Plaza Restaurant just kind of gets overlooked. It used to be open for breakfast and it's not anymore. We had dining reservations here to eat there for breakfast on our first trip. I canceled them and I have regretted it ever since February of 2020 because they just never brought them back. You can dine here. It's located on the bottom floor of the building, but there's windows that look out over Cinderella Castle, which is really cool. So you could potentially like dine here and you could see like the Festival of Fantasy Parade or Mickey's Friendship Fair or Happily Ever After from the windows.
I don't have much of opinions on this one, but I would just say I'm in because I haven't tried it. And looking at the menu, I mean, they have, it says pot roast stack,
right,
home-style meatloaf. So, I mean, they have
crab cake sandwich
stuff on here. So until proven otherwise, I would say I'm in. Let us know what you think on this one. This one's my only question mark right now.
I have always been in on dining at this location. We just haven't tried it yet. When you're going to Disney World, if you're going there in the warmer months of the year, one of the cool things to do is to make dining reservations at off-peak times, like later in the afternoon, so like 2 or 3 o'clock, because that's usually like when Florida is going to have their rainstorm for the day. And so you're kind of out of the storm. I think that this dining location is really cool. This is another location that typically has like items from like the Disney Foodie Guide for Celebrate Soulfully or whatever it is. They had a Monte Cristo on here and Tony wanted to try it so bad and then they took it off the menu. And so...
Okay, so I'm out because of that.
No way.
Never going now.
So, but I mean...
One like, of the things for years.
If you're going to go here, really like for... I would go here for lunch. Like for dinner, I mean, they've got meatloaf. They've got the pot roast stack. But other than that, it's going to be like sandwiches and salads. One of the cool things about dining here, though, is right next door is the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, where you can get all different types of ice creams and stuff like that, of course. They have some of those things here. So they have like an artisanal shakes. They have desserts, including like a banana split and stuff like that. This is just going to be like an old-fashioned American food dining location. I'm in. I'm not the president of the fan club because I haven't gone here yet, but I'm in.
Okay, I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out.
What?
You brought up a good point that I forgot about, so I'm out. Monte Cristo.
However, I am looking at it, and you're paying $20. I think the reason why we haven't eaten here yet is you're paying $25 for like a $23 for a chicken, crispy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, this one's right on the cusp of, yeah, probably the price-wise, it's just like $5 too much and everything.
$19 for like a turkey club sandwich. Like, I don't think... So it looks out over Main Street USA, or it's on Main Street USA looking out at Cinderella Castle, but there also tends to be people that are all sitting outside sometimes where you can't see out the windows. We've stood in front of the windows before to watch Happily Ever After. As much as I want to love this, I would say if they brought back breakfast, absolutely I'm in, but I may be out.
Circumstances just go our way, we'll try it, because we got to try it.
Right, but I want to try it, but it just seems expensive. Yeah. Okay, the next one is... Sleepy Hollow, which is a quick service dining location in Liberty Square. It's open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. This is going to be American food. As I am the president of the Pinocchio Village House fan club, Tony may be the president of the Sleepy Hollow fan club.
President or vice? I want less responsibility. Still make decisions.
So you can go here for breakfast and you can get like Mickey-shaped waffles with strawberries and powdered sugar or just a Mickey waffle. These are going to be like... So at the resorts, you can get Mickey-shaped waffles, and they're going to be the smaller ones. These are, like, the large ones that are the size of a plate.
So if you get something, what do you get here?
Well, I've never eaten here before.
Never. You've never got the fresh fruit waffle sandwich?
No.
I thought you did.
No. They have a fresh fruit waffle sandwich with strawberries, bananas, blueberries, and chocolate hazelnut spread. Chocolate. They also have funnel cake. Tony loves...
For the lunch and dinner is a sweet and spicy chicken waffle sandwich with broccoli slaw, honey sriracha, glazed served with house-made chips.
So, okay, here's just for a comparison.
$11.59.
You can get that for $11.59.
Big serving.
Or you go to the Plaza restaurant and get a turkey club sandwich for $19. So I say this one, obviously in on. I haven't tried it yet.
Or they have your turkey leg.
There's nothing gluten-free here,
and
but...
hand-dipped corn dog. Like, there's nothing on this thing, on this short little menu that's not going to be good, guaranteed.
Yeah, and one of the other things, like, as a side note about, like, let's say you go to the park and you want to get a coffee in the morning. Main Street Bakery is a Starbucks location, but it's insanely long lines all the time.
Take that back. The corn dog.
What?
I said there's nothing on here that's not going to be bad, but that's one thing we can't judge yet. I was going to get it last time to just try to just turn the curve on the turkey leg. Next trip, we'll get the turkey leg for sure.
What about the corn dog? You said the corn dog.
Well, I know that's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
The turkey leg is the biggest question mark in Disney World.
Yeah.
Controversial point.
But if you're looking for coffee in the parks, Tomorrowland has like the only Joffrey's a specified kiosk in the park. I don't know why Magic Kingdom only has one Joffrey's location, but anyway, they do, and it's called Tomorrowland Revive. But if you're looking for a coffee, you can get like Joffrey's cold brew and stuff like that from different locations throughout the park. Sleepy Hollow is going to be one of those locations you can get it from. So you could mobile order a coffee and a waffle and go pick that up. So Tony,
easy in.
I'm in. I'm not against it. I just haven't eaten there. They're house-made chips. I did try the house-made chips, and those are really good.
This one, I feel like, is one that it's not a big, popular, widespread place. Other than the breakfast fruit waffle sandwich you've probably seen with the Nutella.
Nutella. Yeah.
Easy in. Last one, Tony's Town Square Restaurant.
This is like one of the locations we haven't gotten to eat at yet, but this is a table service location located on Main Street, USA. It is located right next to the theater where Mickey is, where you
right
can do
the
meet and greet Mickey.
Right?
Yeah. It's themed to Lady and the Tramp. It's open for lunch or dinner. It's serving Italian food. We haven't eaten here yet, but one of the cool things about this location is we want to eat here, and they have a patio that looks out over Main Street, USA. You could choose to dine here during one of the parades. So the Festival of Fantasy Parade typically goes on around 12 p.m. and sometimes 3 p.m. Look to see when it's happening during your trip and plan dining around then. Then when you get to the restaurant, ask to be seated on the patio and you can see the Festival of Fantasy Parade literally just go right by you.
Yeah, this is one I think had a kind of newish,
had a bad rap.
Yeah, but it had a newish kind of menu revamp.
Right.
So this is what, I mean, but this goes against what we talk about. We eat this kind of food all the time too.
We don't eat Italian food a lot. I mean, but you can get Italian food anywhere.
Yeah, fish here and other things. But yeah, this one I'm in. I like the works at, and I haven't tried it. I am in until proven wrong. They got a cannoli.
So they have different appetizers that are supposed to be really good. The fried mozzarella, the Capri salad. They also have like tortellini, braised beef short rib, chicken parmesan, sustainable fish. I'm in on this. When you were looking at the Disney website, if you're someone who eats gluten-free, they don't have any gluten-free like pastas listed or anything like that. But I've heard at the restaurant they do. Disney has like gluten-free pastas and breads and stuff like that at most locations. So I would assume they do here. But maybe check if you're someone who would only eat the pasta. You're not in for eating anything else. Then maybe check before you go here.
The only thing is that it is pricier too, though.
You're going
back to the $25 for a plate.
True.
I mean,
but you're getting more than like a...
like a short rib here too. I mean, unless it's that edge hasn't turned on the food quality, it won't be worth it. But right now I'm in.
I've just heard a lot of people say this is an underrated dining location. We haven't gotten to eat here yet. So I would say that I'm in unless, like you said, proven wrong. So that's going to do it for today's episode. As always, be sure to give us a follow at the Double Dose of Disney Fam on both Instagram and TikTok to keep the fun rolling. And please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. That goes so far to help us continue growing our audience. We will see you right back here next week.
See ya.